Pacha Sophia. According to contemporary anthropology, two of the six great civilizations of our planet are found in the Americas, the Mesoamerican and the Inca cultures. Both civilization nuclei are characterized by a deep knowledge of the human being as part of a vast, interconnected, and sacred universe in constant change. These great cultures, along with the rest of the inhabitants of the American continent, have experienced genocide, exploitation, and exchange of goods and information throughout the last 500 years. During the Work That Reconnects engagements, I give myself the task of sharing the origins of deep ecology, tracing them to the work of the Arne Ness and its direct influences found in the nascent environmental movement, and the philosophy of Mahatma Gandhi and Baruch Spinoza. We also delve into the applied expressions of deep ecology from pioneers such as John Seed and, of course, Joanna Macy, among others. Why focus exclusively on the contributions of the North to the development of a deep ecological consciousness? The interdependent perspective based on ecocentrism, biospheric equality, and a recognition of the intrinsic value of all beings that characterizes deep ecology has a long history within the original worldview of the Americas. As the basis of the American ancestral worldview, the balance, identification, and harmony with the rest of nature provide direction and meaning to human life. This ancestral deep ecology often arises spontaneously in Work That Reconnects workshop participants, helping them understand and integrate their own experiences and realizations of reconnection to the earth. The wealth of original wisdom of the Americas is mega diverse. However, Argentine researchers suggest five common traits of the American ancestral worldview, namely totality, energy, sacredness, communion, and a communal sense of life. Participation in the web of larger totalities that comprise creation, along with the recognition of an omnipresent force that nourishes and sustains everything from within, coupled with an experiential sense of the sacred, point at the refined original ecosophy of the Americas. This knowledge of home, oikos, or household, and sophia, or wisdom, is manifest with particular clarity in the Andean worldview. It has been proposed that the five principles outlined below can be used to delve into the worldview of the native peoples of the Andean region, including part of what we now know as Peru, Bolivia, Chile, Argentina, Ecuador, and Colombia. Principle number one. The principle of relationality holds that nothing and no one exist in isolation, but that everything and everyone exist as a function of their interconnections. The systems perspective and its trans-reductionist emphasis, concepts such as Thich Nhat Hanh's interbeing or Arne Ness's ecological self, provide useful references to appreciate the living worldview of Andean cultures. Principle number two. The principle of correspondence recognizes that many ways in which the macro is reflected in the micro and vice versa. The concept of holon, or part to whole, the holographic paradigm, the ancient idea of image and likeness of the sacred in creation, and the sciences of complexity help us better understand this principle. Principle number three. The principle of complementarity has to do with the dance of opposites that animates creation itself, poles commonly associated with masculine and feminine energies. Here, the integration of diversity within the whole is celebrated, so important for the health of individuals, socio-ecological systems, and in the creation of inclusive and resilient communities. Principle number 4. The principle of reciprocity announces a perspective of humans and the rest of nature in harmony and dynamic balance. The symbiotic or mutual cooperation paradigm reflects the horizontal and power with qualities that nurture an active and equitable dynamic between giving and taking, from the symbolic and energetic dimensions to the tangible and socio-ecological ones. Principle number 5. The principle of cyclicity introduces a spiral perspective of the functioning of nature and the cosmos, transcending exclusively linear ideals of progress and development. The work that reconnects spiral and its transformative potentials, deep time work, and mindfulness practice help us experience states of being that transcend merely linear rational logic. As a whole, these principles are part of the Pachasophical perspective of Andean cultures. The notion of Pacha refers to the totality of creation, although it is commonly associated with Mother Earth, as in Pachamama. Pachasophia, or wisdom of the mother totality, considers all life as the main reference that makes human existence possible. In this sense, the Pachasophical principles presented are to be taken as an important reference of ancestral deep ecology, aligned with proposals for good living, allowing us to better face the systemic challenges of our days.